Good morning and welcome to Community Hour. We're continuing the series of the Thousand Years Hike, Stu's Band of Brothers. And I suppose you could say series four. I've got Derek Brown with me from Harpenden.
Harpenden in Hertfordshire. Good morning, Dave.
You don't sound Hertfordshire.
No, it's a cross between Dundonian. I'm spending about 40 years in England.
It seems to be that's the time span now for everybody. Moved down in the 70s or 80s.
Yeah, well, I finished university in 77, and the trend then was a lot of people graduate and move down south.
Yeah.
Opportunities in the big smoke, etc. And I came down in late October 77, and we've lived abroad a couple of times over the years, but for the most part, we've lived in England for the last 40 odd years.
I can still sense your accent.
I get to go back to Dundee every so often just to practice it again.
I think it was Neil. No, not Neil. Who was telling me? Ian, maybe. Dundee is really changing now. It's being rejuvenated and a lot of money spent up there.
Yeah, the whole of the water site's been completely refurbished. Old hotels have been sort of refurbished. New hotels have gone up. There's a new railway station. We've got the V&A Museum.
Yeah, that's right.
If you've not been there, it's worth a trip. They've spent a lot of money over the last few years, and it looks really good now.
So what made you come down, apart from work, I suppose, in those days?
That was the main thing, really, work, to try and make my fortune in the big city. Job opportunities in Scotland in the late 70s, not few and far between, but there's much more opportunities down south, in the southeast, and particularly in London. So I made my way down here, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it since.
You didn't have trouble integrating with us English, did you?
No, that's fine. My wife's from Kent as well, so that was...
Ah, well, there you go. That's the point, yeah. You Scottish boys all seem to have come down and taken English wives.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. I had the beauty of having almost dual nationality when I was a kid because my uncles lived up Western Scotland and things like that and down in Cornwall, so I could go anywhere, really.
That's okay. That's a bit of flexibility.
I think so. So tell me, this is a massive thing that you're taking on. I ask everybody now, how's the training going?
The training's going pretty well. I did 11-mile walk on Monday.
Yeah.
And I did a 13-mile walk yesterday. And I plan to do the gym session this afternoon. And I just got up early tomorrow morning and do a walk, just put the headphones in and try and do about a 12-mile walk tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's getting the endurance is there, but I'm going back to Scotland at the end of April we're going to do a couple of long walks. So Ian's organising walks on the Sunday and the Monday, which is, I think, the 1st of May or the 2nd of May.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. It's hard work sometimes after 13 miles yesterday. It took a bit longer getting out of bed this morning, but you just got to get your mind around it. I've got to do it for 6 days in a row.
Are you doing the training on your own?
I've got a friend that's got a dog, so we walk the country lanes with the dog. And I've got another friend who is actually doing the West Highway walk in September. So we generally do a long walk on a Friday.
Right.
But I've got quite a good routine because we did it last Friday and we did about 5.5 mile walk to the pub. And then we did another 5.5 mile walk back. So
who did I speak to who does that? I think it was maybe Ash did. And he walks to the pub and gets a cab back or the bus or something.
Yeah, smart move. You can't drink and drive in Scotland. That's no chance.
True. So let's talk about Stuart, because this is really what it's turned into, wasn't it? I understand Stuart was going to be part of the walk. That was the original plan, and it's changed now. Tell me your memories of him.
Yeah, I'll come back onto the origination of the walk as well. But yeah. I first met Stuart in must have been mid-ish 1979 in London, really through Ian. And I met Ian through an old school friend of mine who introduced us when we were both in London. So that really was my first meeting with Stuart. And we became very good friends from there on in. I was trying to look at the dates, but it was either that same year, late 79 or late 80, that... we had the first boys' international trip. So six of us went to Florida and California.
Cool.
Which was good fun. In fact, of the six, there's myself, Ian, Lindsay, who you're interviewing soon, and Steve. We all went on that trip. So it was good fun. It was a lot of misbehaving, but generally a really good time. So Stuart and I became really good friends. I went to football matches down south. We did have a rivalry up in Scotland, but went to see Dundee play United occasionally with them as well.
And you are?
I'm a United supporter.
I know that.
I'm a diehard Arab.
Yeah. You're the only one, I'm told.
There's one more. Billy is he's the other Arab doing the walk as well.
Right.
So there'll be quite a lot of banter about football.
I should think you've got the upper hand, haven't you?
At the moment, we are.
Generally.
The SPL at the split.
So yeah, generally, though.
Over the years, it's a bit strange because most of the guys are Dundee supporters.
Yeah.
And that really comes from the era when Dundee were the dominant team in the 60s when we were growing up as kids.
Right.
But I spent a lot of time, went to a few rugby matches, some good occasions with Stuart down at Twickenham.
Yeah.
And we never did see Scotland beat England at Twickenham.
Mm.
And even moving to Harpenden in 1990, and I originally lived in Worcester Park in Surrey. So probably saw less of Stuart, obviously, with the distance wise, but we still kept in touch. And over the last few years before he became sick, we used to meet in London certainly twice a year.
Yeah.
And just meet up. Generally, me, him, and Neil would meet up and just have a few beers and then go for something to eat. And then and Stuart was one of the founding members of what we call the Scottish Christmas Curry. Has anybody told you about this one?
No.
Ah. It's like a little bit Dundee Exiles, but there's a couple more guys who joined us as well. So what we did from about 1993... every December, we had a Scottish Christmas curry. So we got together, and there's about 10 of us. And lots of fun and lots of banter over that course of time. And everybody, I think Lindsay's in Switzerland, he always made the effort to come. Ian came down from Scotland as well. So we had a lot of fun. It was like spending a few hours together, having a few drinks, and then going for a curry as well.
That's been chaos.
It was. That's where the idea for the walk started. And this is where.
Oh, right.
Sorry
to interrupt you. Cool. So you'd had loads of beers, you didn't have a curry, and then decided to go and walk over West Highland Way. Yeah?
We decided during the curry, I think it was December 2018, it was Stuart and myself and another one of the guys, Gordon, who's not on the walk, but we've chatted about, as we're getting retirement ages, what would be a good thing to do. And we thought, walking the West Highland Way would be a really good walk. So there was like a smaller team of us at that stage that decided we're going to do it. But we originally planned it for May, June 2020, but that wasn't going to happen with COVID. So we started the dialogue, and obviously with Stuart's condition, he wasn't going to make it, that we wanted to do something with the walk rather than just do the walk. So the whole idea was fundraising for Prostate Cancer UK. That really developed through our discussions. And the group widened, obviously, with Stuart's brother, some of the other guys, with a couple of his friends in Switzerland. So we're now a team of 16-ish. And looking forward to it. And really, to respect the memory of Stuart, to raise funds for Prostate Cancer UK, and to show that a bunch of slightly middle-aged plus guys can actually do the walk and support each other.
I think the fact that you're all mates helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, eight of us went to school together and we've been friends since early 1970s.
Yeah. I was saying to one of the other guys, I think it's staggering how you've stayed so close together, despite going all over the world, really. It's quite incredible.
I think one of the things that bonded us more over COVID lockdown was Zoom. And we started Zoom calls, certainly with the guys in Canada. Early on, probably April, May-ish 2020. And we've run these calls. We still run the calls every second Sunday, 6:30 on Sunday night.
Okay.
Once the Sky match is over, so we could talk about football, we could talk about anything.
Brilliant. And I suppose even more so now, you're preparing. Have you got any doubts about one or two of the guys' preparations for this?
Nah, a lot of people keeping quiet on this.
Yeah.
I'm keeping relatively quiet because I've got two replacement knees, so I'm working through that. But the mobility is pretty good so far, so good. And the good thing is we're all friends together, so we'll all support each other through the walk as well.
Yeah. How long ago did you have the knees done?
First one was about in May 2017.
Yeah.
And the second one was the following March.
How did you find it?
Mobility afterwards was fantastic.
Really?
Really good. So I can start playing a bit of golf again and just doing a lot of walks as well.
Yeah, it's tempting, isn't it? I don't know. Anyway, so do you all play golf?
Most of the guys play golf, yeah.
So that would have been, to me, a much better challenge, doing like 72 holes in a day or something like that. Or...
I've done that before when we were youngsters. That was
yeah. No, I don't believe you. I think you did 36 and then drank. So, yeah, going back to Stuart, I mean, obviously very well thought of and, you know, loved by his mates and family. Ashted resident for a long, long time. So
absolutely.
Well known at the golf club, Tilswood, which a lot of the guys that I know remember him from those days as well, which is nice from the area. He was going to be on the walk, wasn't he? That was the idea.
Originally Stuart was going to join the walk.
Yeah. And I think it's nice that it's actually doing something positive. I don't know whether that's sort of spurring you all on to do the training. Or...
Yeah, it's the thing is, a lot of people have, personally, a lot of people have donated to me for the cause and send the best wishes. And it's the same for all the guys as well. So really the commitment is there to actually do the walk in respect to Stuart, but all these people that are supporting us as well.
Yeah, well, you've got over 11,500, and we're still a month to go to the walk, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's quite a few people that I've spoken to are going to the day. I'm not related yet. So I'd like to think we get close to our target. It's quite an ambitious target, I thought.
It is. It's a massive target, yeah.
It'd be nice to go over 20.
Yeah.
That would be a really good challenge.
But to be honest, I think you'll do that comfortably, the way it's set off. I know there's always a slowing down thing, isn't there, that goes on as you get through it. But as soon as you ramp it up towards the end, I think you'll start collecting more stuff. So you go back to Dundee quite often, or just once a year?
Probably two or three times a year.
Yeah. And do you notice, you obviously notice the change, but for good or bad?
I think some of the changes are pretty good.
Yeah.
Where I'm from in Dundee's Broadway Ferry, that's changed a bit, but it's more of a residential part of town as well. It's about 4 miles from the centre and down the coast.
Yeah.
It's nice going back there for a couple of days as opposed to 6 months.
You froze for a minute, Derek. So, sorry.
That's okay. No problem.
The joy of Zoom. and there are other platforms available, apparently.
Just getting back to Stuart, I was just looking at some of the notes I put this morning. And one of the things about his whole character was that he never really got phased. He never really got stressed out. And he was a very calm, sort of calming individual in the face of it when some of us used to get a bit phased out, but get a bit stressed out about things. And he was very good. He'd just sit down and chat away things with you as well. So that was one of the main characteristics I thought of Stuart.
That must have been because he was in Surrey. It can't have been because he was in Dundee. you obviously speak a lot with everybody. How's everybody else feeling about it all?
I think people are just getting their head down and just getting the training done, though.
Yeah.
It's 6 weeks today we start the walk.
Right.
So I think it's just actually getting your fitness and stamina up to speed. Just making sure you're in as prime condition as possible to do the walk.
Yeah. And you're one of the guys I don't need to ask to explain the Del Boy thing. It's pretty obvious. Everyone called Derek's Del Boy since the 70s and 80s. What was I going to ask you then? I can't remember what I was going to ask you then. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Do you think this is the thing that you're going to do and that will be it now, or do you see it carrying on after the hike and other challenges coming up?
I'd like to see it carrying on. We spent a lot of time and effort. Neil and Ian have done a lot of the planning process as well.
Right.
I would like to do another walk, say, next year, probably May or June as well. Maybe not Scotland. Maybe do think about coast to coast in England, from Cumbria over to Durham. That's a possibility, but we haven't really touched on it. I think that'll be a subject for discussion as we go through the walk this time. But I'd like to see. We've obviously spent quite a bit on gear as well, so I really don't want to just put it back in the cupboard and say that's it.
And because, are you finding it, because, I mean, there are not that many hills around your area, is there? Or am I wrong?
No, we've got the Dunstable Downs, so I've done a little bit of walking on them as well. My wife and I are going down to the Isle of Wight, not this weekend, next weekend.
Okay.
We're going to see walking on the Tennyson Downs, etc. Yep. And then I've got a walk planned on the 6th of May with a couple of friends that live in Surrey. We're going to do the Surrey Hills Walk starting in what's the village? The village of Shear.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to do it's about an 8 mile walk, so we've got that planned for the 6th of May as well.
Excellent.
And I'll probably do a big walk the 13th of May and then just tone it down after that.
Yeah, sure. What about music taste? I certainly know Stuart's music taste, which is, well, call it eclectic, call it what you like, but it varies from Kenneth McKellar to Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd. Staggering.
Probably some of the same ones that I would follow as well. I haven't been much into music the last few years. Early years in Scotland, like Average White Band, that was a big band. Then I used to follow Dire Straits, Springsteen, etc. So a lot of the classical stuff in the past.
Yeah, brilliant. And obviously Dundee United was always a problem when you were young. Staying friends is quite a good thing. Next door to each other, aren't they, the grounds?
Yeah. Well, it's a strange thing, because the first match I ever went to, my father took me to Dundee United match.
Oh.
And he was a staunch Dundee supporter.
Really?
United lost 4-1, and I started supporting them from that day.
Ouch. You remember what the atmosphere was like?
What, at the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, electric stuff as well.
I mean, I get fed up with all these Rangers, Celtic, Manchester, Derbies, and Liverpool, whatever. Whoever Liverpool plays seems to be a local derby. But some of these, I use the term loosely because I'm a Leicester fan, but the smaller clubs can have just as much atmosphere, especially in local derbies, as the big ones.
Well, my adopted club is Luton Town because they're literally about 4 or 5 miles up the road. And that was good. The atmosphere in there used to be good. But you can't get tickets now because it's 10,000 capacity and I think it's about 8,000 season ticket holders.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah. So you're watching the Leicester match tonight?
Yes, with fear.
On the good side, you've got a good chance.
I wish I shared your confidence, but there you go. So you're fit and ready to go. Everything's fine.
Yeah,
I heard there will be beer consumed on the walk. So,
yeah, I was in
the Scotland dangerous
for,
thing.
I was in Scotland for the rugby with the Scotland England match, and
we just talk fractionally about that? The penalty that was never given.
What, on the last scrum down?
At the end.
No,
if that had been on the 5th minute, there would have been a penalty given.
Everybody's got different opinions. we had a thoroughly good night.
I mean, I'll bet.
On Sunday, I thought, we can't do this on the walk. We can't consume that amount.
No.
So it's going to be moderation, and we'll celebrate on the last night and then back to Burke's Ferry for 2 or 3 days after that.
Is it the 31st of May you finish?
31st of May, yeah.
It is the 31st of May, which is a Tuesday, which is great because we can do... I'm hoping to get Anne in to the studio to talk on that day on the show. So that would be really nice if we link up by phone somehow as well.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic. Brilliant.
So how many more interviews have you got left to do?
I'm doing them weekly up to the end of it, and then we're having to get a few in, but it's so interesting talking to you all, how different it is and your different views of Stuart and memories and stuff like that. And it's building up a fantastic log of, you know, of the band of brothers, if you like.
Yeah.
Forget the height. I mean, you know, we can carry on with this for the next challenge.
I think one more thing, just really to reiterate with this whole
thing. Just tell me anything. Yeah.
It's something I feel strongly about as well, because I've been donating to Prostate Cancer UK for the last 5 years, about on a quarterly basis. And a lot, it's getting the self-awareness and to men to actually take tests as well. And that's been deferred a lot with COVID and the delay in getting tests through NHS. But I've been lucky, so my local GP, I get a blood test once a year anyway.
Yeah, me too.
And I put a PSA test in there. So the guys, I was slightly raised in January, a touch, but it's come down now with a second blood test. But the GPs are very good to say, we should keep track of this stuff, like every 4 to 6 months. And I think it's a great awareness for people to think, go get yourself tested if you get a chance.
You know what? I was talking to one of the guys about this, because I do the same as you. I've sort of been involved, supported them various small ways for years. And I get a test once a year, and my GP said to me last time, we've just had a thing from the NHS saying that we're not supposed to do this anymore, because unless I've got symptoms, I assume they can't afford to do it. I don't know. And that was slightly worrying. And as I said before, you know, we're told prevention is better than cure. And here's the NHS saying that, you know, not acceptable.
That's strange, because I know that.
Yeah.
Because I had a chat with the doctor a couple of weeks ago, just the results of another blood test, which we'll find. And he's actively encouraging people coming to get tested.
Well, that's good. They say it's a postcode thing, don't they?
Yeah, it could well be.
But I've been very impressed with the area, apart from that. Anyway, that's just something that people should be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think you can demand it, can't you? Because it doesn't take anything. You know, just add it on to whatever the blood tests you're having done. So
yeah, it's merely an add-on. That's all.
I think that's the story that's coming across, Derek, from everybody, is that, you know, it's the awareness that's as important as the money. It's making people aware and finding the 14,000 guys that have been diagnosed that haven't started treatment yet.
That's the thing. The key thing is if you get tested and then there's a problem, the sooner you catch it, the better.
Brilliant. Great to talk to you, Derek. We'll catch up. We're trying to catch up during the walk, but if you guys can talk at the same time, but we'll see what happens on that. But thank you very much for your time. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
And you, Dave. Thank you for